welcome to the How to Dressage podcast, and in this episode we're going to look at how to judge a dressage test. Now, the subject of dressage judging and how the judge arrives at his or her mark is a topic that's always guaranteed to spark a lively debate among competitors, especially if they're new to the sport. So in this podcast episode, we're going to explain how dressage tests are judged. Now also, we're going to suggest some practical ways in which you can gain a clearer understanding of why you received the marks you did. So firstly, who can be a dressage judge? Now in theory, anyone who has ridden at a decent level in affiliated competitions or who has a proven track record in training dressage horses and riders can apply to join the judge's official panel. Now, would-be dressage judges are usually required to sit exams and undertake ongoing training to join and remain on the panel. Now also, as a listed dressage judge, you are required to judge a certain number of affiliated classes every year. So now let's look at the qualities of a good dressage judge. Because as well as having the right qualifications and training to do the job, the judge must possess the following qualities. So quality number one, as well as being able to identify flaws in the horse's way of going, a good dressage judge will have the experience and knowledge to make comments that may guide the rider into how to correct those problems. Quality number two, a good dressage judge will remain fair and impartial. So he or she will mark every combination that comes down the centre line against the same scale of marks and with no bias towards any horse or rider from the first competitor to the last. Quality number three, good judges always run on time. Because there's nothing more frustrating for a competitor than having their horse ready to go only to be told that the judge is running late. Quality number four, a good judge's comments and marks will always correlate to the official marking scale. Quality number five, the judge's comments in the body of the test should relate directly to those in the summary of the overall performance at the bottom of the test sheet and to the collective marks. Quality number six, dressage judges should be approachable and friendly, especially if things go wrong. After all, the judge should understand the mishaps that occur to every rider at some point in their dressage career and be suitably sympathetic. Quality number seven, an experienced dressage judge will have stamina to burn, because sometimes the judge must assess up to 50 or more combinations across one class, and every horse and rider should receive the same standard of judging from the first to the last, and that can mean a 5 or 6 hour stint for the judge. And lastly, quality number eight, a good dressage judge should know the rules. So if something happens during the test, for example, if the horse spooks and leaves the arena, the judge must immediately know what action to take and will apply the rules accordingly. So now let's discuss what the dressage judge is looking for. Now, dressage judges are trained to assess every horse's way of going against the scales of training. So the judge is looking to see that the horse's training is progressing clearly in line with the scales, which are rhythm, suppleness, contact, impulsion, straightness, and collection. Now, the judge will apply the scales of training to every test, regardless of the level of competition. So from the most basic walk and trot test right through to Grand Prix. However, the judge's expectations at each level will be different, and that will be reflected in the marks that he or she awards. So regardless of the level of the test, the judge is looking to see the following. So number one, the horse works in a clear, regular rhythm, and the pattern of footfalls is correct for the pace. The tempo or speed of the rhythm should not be hurried or too slow. Number two, the horse should be relaxed and supple, swinging through his back, working forward into an elastic, consistent contact and round frame. Number three, the horse's hindquarters should be active and propel him forward in an uphill balance. Number four, the judge expects to see a uniform bend through the horse's body, around circles and through turns, and the horse should move straight and on one track at all times unless he's performing lateral exercises. And lastly, number 5, the horse should be balanced through transitions. And from British dressage medium level and above, the horse should show clear collection and should carry more weight on his hind quarters. Now also, on top of all of that, the horse should be free from signs of mental or physical tension and he should show no resistance to his rider's aids. That said, momentary lapses in attention should not be penalised heavily. So now let's move on to discuss how the marks are awarded in dressage tests. So each movement in every dressage test is marked out of a maximum of 10, and half marks can also be used up to a value of 9.5. Now every mark from 0 to 10 correlates to a description of what happened during the movement and relates directly to the judge's opinion of how well or not the exercise was performed. So the scale of marks is applied as follows. So 0 equals not performed, 1 equals very bad, 2 equals bad, 3 equals fairly bad, 4 equals insufficient, 5 equals sufficient, 6 equals satisfactory, 7 equals fairly good, 8 equals good, 9 equals very good, and 10 equals excellent. For example, if the judge considers that the movement was done fairly well, she should award a mark of a 7 or a 7.5. However, if the horse shows resistance to the rider's aids by bucking, rearing, napping, or otherwise being obnoxious, the judge will give a score of 3 or lower. Now, the marks are awarded relative to the level of the test. For example, a horse that keeps a rhythm, maintains a reasonable balance, and is soft and round into the rider's contact as he negotiates a 10-metre trot circle, but lacks a bit of bend and could be more uphill in his frame, would most likely be awarded a mark of a 7 or a 7.5 in a novice level test. However, at a medium level test where collection and self-carriage are demanded, the same way of going would only receive a mark of a 6. Now, the allocation of marks is an area that frequently causes disagreement among competitors and judges alike. Now, even though all judges receive the same basic training, there will always be an element of subjectivity when it comes to awarding the marks. After all, what one person thinks is fairly good might be deemed only to be satisfactory by somebody else. So now let's talk about what happens if you go wrong. Now, if the competitor takes the wrong course, the judge will sound the horn or ring the bell to stop the test. And the judge will explain where the rider has gone wrong and will tell her from which movement to continue. Now, at the bottom of the test sheet, the judge will indicate that 2 marks should be deducted. And if the rider makes another error, of course, a further 4 marks are deducted. And if the rider goes wrong a third time, they will be eliminated. So now let's talk about the process of judging a dressage test. So firstly, the judge must be familiar with the test that she's judging so that she knows where each movement starts and ends. And the judge must also have a clear understanding of what each movement is there to test and how the movement should be ridden and presented. Now, each movement in the dressage test is judged on its own merits according to the test plan. And after each movement, the judge awards a mark and makes comments where necessary. Now, the comments should correlate to the mark that the judge has awarded, and any mark below 7.0 must be commented on. Now, at the end of the test, the judge considers the horse and rider's overall performance and awards the collective marks together with a summary comment. Now, the collectives are awarded for paces, impulsion, submission, and rider. And the judge uses the same marking scale that we discussed earlier to award the rider marks for the collectives, and her marks and summation should clearly relate to what happened during the main body of the test. So now let's talk about writing for the dressage judge. Because of course, no dressage judge can do their best work without an efficient writer or scribe. Now, as the judge watches the test, a helpful assistant will note the judge's marks and comments on a dressage score sheet, and this leaves the judge free to concentrate on the test performance without having to look up and down from a piece of paper. Now also, writing for a dressage judge is a great way to learn what the judge is looking for and how they arrive at their marks. And many judges are happy to discuss aspects of a combination's performance after the test is finished and to answer any questions that their writer has. Now most competitors are astounded by how clearly the judge's position at sea exposes flaws in the horse's way of going and in the accuracy with which the test is presented by the rider. So why not ask an event organiser if you can write for a dressage judge, ideally for a test at a level at which you compete, because you'll be amazed at how much you will learn. And whilst we're on that subject, let's talk about riding at dressage test clinics. Because if you have the opportunity to take part in a dressage clinic, do so. Because a dressage test clinic allows you to ride through a dressage test in front of a judge who will mark your performance. And then after the test, you'll get your sheet back so that you can review the judge's marks and comments. And you'll then have a short coaching session with the judge so that you can learn how to save marks and produce a better performance. These are great opportunities for you and your horse to learn and progress. So to wrap this episode up, dressage judging is undoubtedly a rewarding and fascinating occupation, although it's not always easy. Now you can learn a lot and gain valuable insight into how a dressage test is judged and how you can improve your own performance by writing or sitting in with a good judge. Now if you have any more questions when it comes to judging a dressage test, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. Alternatively, you can join our training forum, which you can find at howtodressage.com/community. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, books, training diaries and competitions, please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you tuning in today to listen to our podcast and hope that you've got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff available on our website howtodressage.com and pop by Amazon for our range of equestrian books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.